Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm watching the midterms. Man, you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want to talk? You want to talk?
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Who in the president? You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The globalists are going to stage terror attacks. They're going to crash the economy. They're going to release new viruses. They're going to announce new lockdowns because they know humanity is struggling out of their filthy, murderous, mad scientist, pedophile grip. I tell you, I've seen our enemies at the highest levels, and I've seen our enemies down at the low level, and they're all imbued with a love of death. They're all physically ugly. They're all spiritually ugly. They know they're scum, and they want to take us with them. They're Antifa without their mask on. There's footage coming in from Germany, from the UK, from the US, from Australia, of Antifa beating people up that try to come outside and don't want to stay locked down in their homes as society collapses. And there's footage of Antifa bullying and physically attacking people that don't want to wear masks on trains. And the Antifa is there as the enforcers to then force them off of the trains. They are the terrorist enforcers of the establishment. They're the ones working with the authoritarian police in places like Germany. This is a medical tyranny takeover. Okay, let me tell you what's happening here today. We've got another gigantic transmission lined up for you. Mike Adams privately called me a week ago, and he said, watch next week. Evergrande, the big $300 billion Chinese Ponzi scheme, real estate scam, is going to go belly up, and then you're going to see X, Y, and Z. And right on time, what he talked about did unfold a few days later. And so I said, I really want you to come on the show. And he said, well, this, you know, news is so scary, I don't even want to be the one breaking it. And I said, you know, Mike, we have a responsibility, and I'm not lecturing him, this is what happened, to just go ahead and tell people. And I respect your view, and if people know what's coming, they have a chance to stop it or at least get ready for it. So I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, as they say, but it's better to know the bad news is coming than to not know it's coming. You know, it's nice that we had the advent of radar and things like that, so we'd know when tornadoes were coming, at least get a 30-minute or an hour head start on them, instead of just suddenly they come out of nowhere and you're dead. So we're going to give you that tornado storm report coming up the third hour as well. So much more today. It's going to be another very historic transmission. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it. You will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is a big victory against the cultural Marxist and the social engineers using liberation theology to divide and conquer the United States of America. A jury found Jussie, the race hoax terrorist Smollett, guilty of staging the hate crime on himself. And it was really another end cap or demonstration piece with how he defended himself, saying that the judge tried to physically attack him in the courtroom, even though that wasn't true, saying that everyone was racist and homophobic, including black people, and that he was a victim. But it turns out he wanted more money and more security, and it wasn't even about boosting the ratings for the flagging show empire. He, of course, was only thinking about himself, because I thought they may have staged the false flag, you know, to make hundreds of millions of dollars, but no. They're not even that sophisticated. Plus, Hollywood wouldn't go out and have a risk like that. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was all about him. It was all about his power, all about him getting to play the part of the victim all over international news and worldwide. And so we probably should sometime today go back and get the TV interviews he did where he broke down and cried and talked about what a victim he was, just so we can rub this in the face of the establishment of the Hollywood globalist scum that just sit back cold-bloodedly and use all of this divide and conquer garbage on us. Guilty, Smollett, guilty of hate crime hoax. Jury convicts on 5 counts. A terrible, terrible actor. You know, I saw that guy on a soap opera crying like that. I said, this is a terrible actor. Absolutely terrible. But that was his job. And he saw all the other hoaxes getting all that attention. And so he got on board with it. And the entire media in Hollywood got behind him. And they had news articles out there talking about, maybe we should sue Alex Jones. He's questioning this as well. Why Jones just questions so much of what happens. And I do question what corporate media runs with, because most of the time it's as fake as a $3 bill. In fact, almost all these big events, almost all hate crimes, almost all of the attacks on synagogues and the attacks on black churches, almost all of them have been staged by the left themselves. And in the few cases where you've had mass shootings where an actual white supremacist goes and, you know, kills 9 black people at church, he was mentally ill, he was making threats, they knew about it and did nothing. Same thing with the whole Parkland situation. So they want you to forget about what happened with Jussie Smollett. They want to just move on from this. But just like with the Kyle Rittenhouse case, it shows the power of a jury. And it shows the power of that institution in our country when you're able to actually put on the evidence. And it's why the establishment fears the jury. And it's why in the kangaroo trials they're having with these corrupt district judges in Connecticut and Texas, corrupt in my view, you can judge them, they don't want me to have a jury trial on whether I'm guilty of defaming Sandy Hook people for questioning what happened, because the things they say I said, I didn't even say. And so, oh no, juries will just decide how much money you owe. Because you are guilty, they just decide how guilty. It's all preposterous, but this is the death throes of the corrupt establishment. Everything they're doing is not a sign of the globalist strength. It's not a sign of the establishment's power. The lockdowns, the forced inoculations, all of it is a total indicator of them losing control. In fact, the L.A. Sheriff's Department has come out and warned people not to come to Los Angeles, saying that it's more dangerous than Mexico City per capita now. So the police department, the sheriff's department is coming out saying you cannot come here and be safe, because they have a moral responsibility to tell you that you have a very good chance of being mugged or robbed or killed or kidnapped if you go to Los Angeles. Even the richest neighborhoods now are falling apart with crime. But that's what evil does. It undermines and it collapses, and that's where it always takes the general population. And the declassified globalist plan, the leaked globalist plan, in so many different permutations, is undermine society, destroy people's will, destroy the family, make people all alone, depress them, dumb them down, destroy the language, destroy any culture of strength or honor, so you can completely, absolutely dominate and control the chattel minions. The renaissance and education and being informed and being classically liberal and valuing freedom is an obstacle to global corporate government. It's an obstacle to scientific tyranny. It's an obstacle to the absolute complete takeover of the human processes of life to make us a corporate commodity. This is the globalist final revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And if they succeed, they will truly be the rulers, and we will be the animals, those of us that are even alive. This is a total takeover of free will, a total assault on all that is decent, a total assault on all that is good. Now, we got the Jussie Smollett news, ladies and gentlemen. But we also have the incredible next phase of the COVID-19 tyranny. And the way the behavioral psychologists operate is they bring up their tightening of the noose in increments so that as it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, you don't notice it. But if you sit back and look at it in hindsight, they are really tightening down the noose around our throats as we prepare in just a few weeks to enter the third year of the restrictions and the mask and the inoculations. And in Israel, they're already up to the fifth shot. And now the Pfizer CEO has announced that everybody needs a fourth. So Israel's the beta test. And then next it's rolled out in Europe, then the U.S., and across the world. And he says, oh, if you have two more shots, it'll give you the protection you had earlier. A real inoculation teaches your body how to beat something, and so it's basically 100% if the inoculation works. It does have side effects, and they can also spike the shot, which the UN and globalists have been caught doing many times around the world in the last 100 years. But this isn't even a vaccine. We all know that now, but the public doesn't. And so it's a gene therapy that does indeed, in some cases, block replication of similar viruses, but in many cases creates massive autoimmune responses and blood clots and starts eating holes in your body. And then within 6 months, you have negative immunity compared to what you had before. Worse than before you took the shot. But his answer is, oh, now you'll get, they announced in the BBC yesterday, seven shots, ladies and gentlemen. 7 shots a year. Now, you notice Bill Gates said 10 shots a year 20 months ago. He loves to brag. He loves to tell you what he's going to do to you and smile at you. And they've even had big scientists from Pfizer on TV saying we are going to erase people's immune systems and they're going to have us every month for every cold virus, for every flu virus, for every pneumonia virus. It's going to be constant. Hell, some people are going to be taking shots every couple days. And it's all being announced right now. And then now the massive cancers, massive heart attacks, massive miscarriages, which they now call spontaneous abortions. I've got it all coming up next segment. We've got to expose this. We've got to warn the world. We've got to stop them. And they're now admitting twice as many people are dying this year than died last year of this garbage because it's from the shot. This is it. They're killing us.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free. When you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com. When you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's just an incredible time to be alive right now. That's the only way to say it. It's the only way to deal with the reality of it is that we are living in end of days, revelations type times. And just look at these headlines. Video, Pfizer CEO declares fourth COVID shot needed sooner rather than later. Boy, you always knew that was coming. Think about it. They roll something out that erases your immune system that doesn't work and it then kills you later when you come in contact with similar viruses with ADE, antibody dependency enhancement. And then Pfizer spends billions in, quote, sponsoring all the major news, pays them, and that's not even a conflict of interest when, by the way, it's completely illegal. But so is authorizing and unauthorized gene therapy. It's a revolution by the ruling class against the people. They're just arrogantly up there gaslighting everybody. Here's another one. Unvaxxed in Austria could be imprisoned for a year. And now Fauci's talking about jail time and forced inoculation. And starting in a month and a half in Germany, forced inoculations began. It's been announced. Bill that would have forced unvaxxed to pay their own medical costs pulled in Illinois. South African scientists share positive news that Omicron isn't causing a spike in deaths. No, the vaccines are. The least vaccinated you are, the lower the death, nation by nation. That's real numbers. Let's play this clip. Health minister questioned, this is a fact, in every Western country taking the Pfizer and Moderna shots, massive increases in miscarriages. Health minister questioned about reported explosion in fully vaccinated mothers experiencing stillbirths. Here it is.
The next question, member for Chatham, Kent Leamington.
Thanks, Speaker. My question is to the Minister of Health. Late last year, my daughter was expecting her first child. Initially, doctors had recommended against expecting women getting vaccinated. As any dad should do, I told her not to get the vaccine, and she complied. Thankfully, on Valentine's Day, she gave birth to a healthy baby girl, Shiloh. I shed tears of joy. But a few months later, doctors said it was okay to get the vaccine while pregnant. What testing had been done to ensure the safety of both the mother and their unborn baby? But now, Minister, I shed tears of sorrow. In the Waterloo area, 86 stillbirths have occurred from January to July, and normally it's roughly one stillbirth every 2 months. But here's the kicker. Mothers of stillbirth babies were fully vaccinated, and you have clearly said on numerous occasions that the vaccines are safe. So, question. Minister, what do you say to the doctors who told expecting women it was okay to get fully vaccinated, and what should they tell the mothers who deliver a stillborn baby? Minister of Health.
Thank you very much, Speaker. And first, congratulations to you for the birth of your grandchild. That is wonderful news, but it is also safe. It has been tested. We are recommending that women who are pregnant do receive the vaccine for the protection of themselves, protection of their baby as well. And that is has been proven. It has been accepted by the Health Canada, by the World Health Organization, by the FDA. And this is something that we want to make sure that we can protect everyone. Women who are pregnant, it is entirely safe and recommended for them to receive the vaccine for themselves, their own protection, the safety of their loved ones, and the safety of their community.
And if you're a radio listener, she's there with all these people in the parliament wearing masks. Oh, but I thought you had the shot. I thought you're protected. Oh, no, now you need more. Again, this is a planned takeover. The scientists that literally created this weapon are in charge of the global response. And there's the health minister lying to the public and saying it's been tested. No, it was tested on the public, skipping trials, and then it caused mass deaths and stillbirths everywhere it happened. And then the FDA tried to block the numbers coming out. But now the documents are out. And the same thing is in the UK, the same thing in Germany, the same thing in Canada. And she just smiles and says, Health Canada has approved this. Yes, without any testing. And now in the general public, they're hiding the real numbers coming in. But they've all doubled down, you see. They've now signed on to the evil. And so now they're going to cover up like their lives depend on it. That's how corruption works. It's how the pedophile rings took over the Vatican. It's how they took over so many other institutions. Is they go, oh, hey, one of the priests abused a 10-year-old. And, you know, if we say something about this, it's going to bring down the local parish. It'll break up the church. So we better just send this priest to another town. And then they come back later and say, oh, remember, you helped cover up that pedophilia. Now you owe us some political favors. And it's the same thing with this lady. Oh, it's safe. Nobody's hurt. It doesn't matter if there's a 20-fold or 30 times in some countries fold increase in stillbirths, in spontaneous abortions of women that take the shot. Hell, they had a New England Medical Journal report that said an 84% spontaneous abortion rate in first trimesters. And then it was only 20-something had miscarriages in the second or third. Still a massive, massive, multi-thousand percent increase. I got a clip of a medical doctor talking about it when we come back. But we need more legislators and more leaders and more parliamentarians to come out and just keep magnifying these numbers because they just want to brainwash the public. And then we've got the real numbers showing that it's massively increasing, and that's even in the CDC's own documents and the FDA's own documents, but then they run headlines saying, oh, stillbirth rates not increasing in the regional recording systems. Stillbirth rates not increasing in the region, according to hospital officials. Oh, the officials say. They don't cite any documents. They don't show any proof. They don't show you the FDA documents and the CDC documents and the UK government documents, National Health Service. They just tell you, oh, we talked to a doctor. Remember the headlines a few months ago? A doctor in Oklahoma says thousands have died, thousands and thousands sick from ivermectin, hospitals around the block from people sick on ivermectin. And they went and called the hospitals and they said, no, nobody. We only had one person in here sick from ivermectin. Just like Fauci said, oh, if you take the shot, you're 99% protected. All lies. Oh, 99% of people in the hospitals haven't been vaccinated. And people said, where'd that number come from? It was just made up. And so they sit up there and they tell you everywhere, oh, we talked to a doctor. Everybody's dying from the horse paste. They go check the doctor. Doesn't work there. Made it up. Total lie. Democrat operative. Same thing here. Oh, a hospital says that there's no increases. No, no, no. PolitiFact report finds increased risk of spontaneous abortion following COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy after correcting major error in CDC study. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement to all of our listeners, viewers, and supporters. We are attempting to develop and deploy systems that allow the American people, not just InfoWars, to get around corporate censors and get the truth out about the New World Order's agenda so we can stop it dead in its tracks. And so, when you visit 1776coin.com, you don't just have the opportunity to get an amazing one-run, limited edition silver coin minted right here in America with incredible historical artwork on it.
We will also be funding a very serious, focused information warfare operation against the New World Order. So I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage you now to not wait, to not procrastinate, and to go to 1776coin.com. I would imagine that we will sell out of this limited run of 10,000 coins in only a few weeks, maybe a few days. So secure your coin now at 1776coin.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to go over the rest of the worldwide medical UN martial law takeover that's taking place here on the Alex Jones Show. But since we mentioned it, here is a medical doctor speaking about the increase in miscarriages being seen again in Canada. But this is all over the world. And then you see the different federal agencies trying to block the release of their own internal numbers because they've been caught. They're killing people. This is happening. And it really is surreal, and it really makes me physically sick to know that we're in the middle of a ruling class and their minions really trying to kill and maim and collapse Western society so the world government can take over and then really start exterminating people once they've taken out the once free nations that they've got to get rid of, so that their flank is covered and protected while they engage in their main depopulation. You don't need to mark my words anymore. It was 22 months ago that we laid out this entire agenda and where it was going to be going, and that it would be never-ending, that we'd be here in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and by then almost everyone will be dead. And I'm just calmly on the radio in Austin, Texas, talking about this. And I talked to top scientists and top military people and former heads of U.S. agencies and top podcasters and top TV hosts and top news anchors, and they all totally agree with me and are trying to get their audience ready to deal with this incrementally. You can't bring this out slowly to the public. The globalists have this designed where if this incrementally comes out, we just become acclimated to it and accept it. We need to be shocked. We need to be freaked out. We need to be peacefully taking over live TV programs and radio programs when they're in public. And not hurting anybody, but, you know, making major scenes like we did back during the election in 2016, taking over the Hillary events. We're talking about the children here. We need to be handing out flyers everywhere. We need to be going and protesting places where the deadly shots are being given. We need to be going to school boards and standing up against the attack on our children. This is the big New World Order assault, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to explain this to everybody one more time. Submission equals death. Going along with this only makes it worse. But they know, the behavioral psychologists, that the average person is in a trance-like state between sleeping and waking, from the TVs, from the flicker rates, from their little globalist mind control devices known as iPhones and droids. And they know the average person is in a spectator stance where people receive things like a dream. Their subconscious minds aren't differentiating the real world versus fantasy. And so they see so much science fiction and so much dystopia and so much horror and so many zombie apocalypse on television and so many shoot 'em up video games that they cannot differentiate what's currently happening to them in the real world. And the media and the fact checkers are there saying nobody dies that gets the vaccine. The vaccine's 100%. If you get it, you're protected. That's why you still got to wear a mask and take more shots. You're like, that doesn't make sense. To someone in a trance, you're just giving them the programming. You're giving them the brainwashing of this totally protects you. That's why you've got to take more shots and wear a mask. And it's the fault of people that didn't take it that you're sick, because you're totally protected by the shot, but those that didn't take the shot didn't protect you. I mean, a five-year-old knows logically that's BS. But someone in a trance, someone in spiritual darkness, someone who is not aware of what's going on around them can be put deeper and deeper and deeper into the hypnosis. I want to play this clip of the doctor talking about what happened, and we'll do that next segment. And, you know, I'm not saying at this point that I'm going to take any time off, but, you know, it's... The stuff going on's gotten to me as well. As everybody needs to take as much time as you need out in your lives to just get right with God and get right with your family and everything else, because all the crap about bills and what your neighbors think and football games and acting cool and just stupid stuff does not matter. This is an attack, this is a takeover, and this is very, very real. And I just have to remember to be calm and not be angry, because this makes me physically so angry I want to throw up. When I look at the New World Order and I look at their operations and I see what they're doing and I see all the talking heads who know what they're part of going along with this because they feel like they're on the winning team and they see you as an animal that deserves to die. As they pose as the liberals, as they pose as the saviors, as they pose as the good guys, it is just disgusting to behold. But we've got to continue to fight back. Speaking of that, everything I do is symbiotic. Everything I promote is meant to empower others, and then they can empower me, and then vice versa. That's how we create that connection, that 360 win that I talk so much about. COVID Land Part 2, Part 1 is excellent, gives you the history and the lies and reminds people how we were inducted into the fraud with 15 days to flatten the curve and you know, the predictions of what would come in the future. But Part 2, I don't want to say it's even more powerful, but it's just is powerful when it destroys the mask and the fact that it doesn't protect you and that it's a cult programming system of mind control. Part 2 is now out, COVID Land the Mask, with Dr. Lee Merritt, Alex Newman, Peggy Hall, Dwight Stovall, Tammy Clark, narrated by Alex Jones, and so many others. A symbol of fear and bondage. What a great job they did. We're very blessed to be part of it and be able to help produce it and get it out to the wider public. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is an absolute must Christmas gift. And when you get the film, if you don't already have Part 1, be sure and get that. We've got more of those that came in. It was out of stock for a while. But when you get Part 2, The Mask of COVID Land, you get two incredible films on one DVD, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death. This is a very, very important film. And people can say, well, why do we want a DVD? Well, with all the censorship and all the control and all the memory hauling, it's more important than ever to get something on DVD for your library, to burn copies of it, to share it. These don't have copy protection on it. And in the future, more and more with this takeover, if we fail to back them off, it's going to be hand-to-hand information warfare where you're going to have to make copies of these and get these out to people in the underground. But then when things are so horrible, it'll be even more precious. There'll be underground churches just full of people watching every bit of this. And just realizing how wrong they were and how it was long-term total control. There'll be billions dead by then. But then that's how we form the resistance then and defeat them. This has all been a long-term process, folks. We knew this was coming. And most of us fighting now won't be here for the victory. But we will win in the end. But they're going to kill billions of people. A lot of your friends and neighbors are going to be dead soon from the injections. I'm sorry to have to tell them. So, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. I mean, this is real, okay? This is happening. You know it is. You've seen the facts. It's very, very sad. So everyone needs to get your underground libraries ready now. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, and the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove film. Those two DVDs, or one DVD with two films, is free when you get COVID Land Part 2, The Mask. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. This is a absolute must-have for Christmas. And I know it's a very dark time and a very dark Christmas, but we've got to be the light in the world, and this is the truth about what's going on. So I would get the films and then give them to your friends and family. Order some extras, donate them to your local library, to your local school. You never know who you're going to wake up, and each soul, each mind is so incredibly precious that we get out of this matrix system, because it is about the soul realizing this is a test and not being captured by the globalist. So get the new film, COVID Land, Part 2, with the free films at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Patients at their hospitals across the nation are dying at a rate they've never seen. Funny, we said that would happen after you took your precious little shots, because that's what the evidence showed, and now it's happening, but you're under Stockholm Syndrome and can't believe that the system at the top's evil, run by Bill Gates, who admits he wants you dead, and you're still wearing your little mask, even though you're getting ready to take your fourth shot, hospital workers.
Has been used for millennia to subjugate the human spirit. It hides the endlessly changing expressions that allow us to express our emotions and empathize with one another. The mask becomes our only expression. It is fixed and unchanging. This is the purpose of the mask, to turn us into expressionless animals and submissive slaves. This is why they've mandated them after first telling us they're useless against COVID. To make us submit and prepare us for total subjugation and death. Get your copy of COVID Land Part 2, The Mask, and support the InfoWar.
And get a free copy of my two films on Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and The Order of Death. with your purchase of the film. And all we care about is you getting the film. It's authorized to make copies, burn CDs, and explain to people that these DVDs are forbidden, they are verboten, they are underground, and people will appreciate that more and watch it, and then tell them to make copies of the copies and share it as well. We got millions and millions and millions of films out, copies of documentaries, back during the age of the DVD. It had a huge effect for my underground films. And now as the censorship kicks in, it's more important than ever. I'm going to stop belaboring that now, InfoWarsStore.com. High-budget film needs to be seen. Here is a doctor in Canada talking about the massive increases in miscarriages.
Nagase, the very famous doctor who treated three of his patients with ivermectin and they survived. He is a hero for all Canadians right now, and we are so very fortunate to have him here. Dr. Nagase, we noticed that you were creating some attention in North Vancouver a couple of days ago with the stillborn babies in the hospital there. Can you tell us a little bit about the outcome of that?
From one of the local doctors in North Vancouver, Dr. Mel Bruchet, he has contacts all through Vancouver, and some doulas who work in Women and Children's Hospital, which isn't in North Vancouver, it's in Vancouver, Vancouver. It's one of the birthing centers for Vancouver. They had 13 stillbirths in a 24-hour period. That was what I heard. But the thing is, I've also heard a similar story out in Waterloo, Ontario. So in Waterloo, Ontario, I have a more reliable statistic that there was 86 stillbirths between January and July. And normally it's only five or six stillbirths every year. So about one stillbirth every 2 months is the usual rate. So to suddenly get to 86 stillbirths in 6 months, that's highly unusual. But the confirmation, the most important confirmation that we have from the Waterloo, Ontario report was that all of the 86 stillbirths were fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated mothers.
That's right.
So we're seeing a correlation.
We're seeing a correlation. And certainly when you see a correlation, then you have to start asking, in the water in Waterloo, is there something, you know, is there something in the air? Is there some toxin in the food supply? But when you see the same correlation in different parts of the country, in Vancouver, and then in Waterloo, and you see an increase in stillbirths, you have to ask yourself, what is going on that is both in Waterloo, Ontario, and Vancouver, BC, that is suddenly causing an increase in stillbirths?
All right, the full video is up on InfoWars.com. In this article, health minister questioned about reported explosion in fully vaccinated mothers experiencing stillbirths at a massively increased rate. And she just says, nope, government says it's totally safe. Pregnant women should take these shots. Until about 10 years ago, every major government in the world said a pregnant woman should never take a vaccine because it can cause an autoimmune response and make the woman reject the baby. This is even a vaccine. And they know in animal studies with mRNA vaccines, it causes massive, massive rejections of the fetus. There's also studies out saying if you've had a liver transplant or kidney transplant recently, you don't want to take a vaccine because it'll make you reject it. This is like mainline known stuff, okay? Like mothers shouldn't drink, you know, bottles of Jack Daniels every night. You might get fetal infant alcohol syndrome. Or, hey, you might not want to shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun. It might kill you. This is known information. Here's some more of the headlines. Traveling nurses triple salaries as hospitals struggle with national staffing crisis. The hospitals are struggling. They're having to call in the National Guard because they fired the uninjected. But it is true what CNN says, because I've looked at the actual numbers and called hospitals. They are full of people dying who are the vaccinated. And that's confirmed from Israel to the UK to the United States to Canada to Australia. I can play you the Canadian health minister saying, We've got 74 people in the province here who have COVID. And 71, no, excuse me, it was only one wasn't vaccinated. I'm going for memory. The point was, they put up this big number, 70-something, and then only one wasn't vaccinated. And then almost everyone dying hasn't had the shots. I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing to see them on the news saying, if you've had the shot, you're protected. That's why people that don't have the shot are going to infect you. Immunity means your body knows how to beat it. It doesn't matter if somebody's got it next to you. That's 100%. That's facts. That's science. That's reality. COVID-19 patients at the hospital are dying at a rate we've never seen die before. And it's taking a toll on healthcare workers. But then you don't ask. I mean, even NPR did ask a few months ago. Record numbers of people dying of strange cold-like illness, and they don't have COVID. Same thing in the UK. Super cold, killing record numbers. Twice as many as in hospital as last year. No one knows why. Gee, wonder why there's suddenly in every major city of the Western world increases in miscarriages. It's not a toxic waste dump in one town. It's not something fell out of the sky in one city. It's everywhere. And we know what it is. It's this injection that makes people create new viruses, that makes people create new variants, and that erases your immune system. And I mean, that's why it's hard for me to even celebrate Smollett, you know, getting convicted or Rittenhouse being acquitted or any of this, because that's all important. But at the end of the day, folks, the entire thrust of the takeover is this medical tyranny with a medical ID for the medical social credit score, the carbon tax. And they get that in place, and it's going in place all over the world right now. We are now inside the mark of the beast. So have you ever wondered, how is the devil, how is this world government he runs going to get everybody to do this? And now you know. Saying it's to stop a virus, saying it's to make you safe and getting you to sign on. Then you wear the mask, you take the shots, they go, sorry, you got to take more. And again, on its face, it's not even what they say it is. All the experts that looked at it last year said, this is going to erase your immune system. And Pfizer's like, yeah, that's the point. And now they think they're just going to get away with this by censoring everybody and shutting down people speaking about it. That's why this broadcast is a life and death situation. That's why keeping this on air as long as we possibly can is so important. And that's why your support and your prayers and your word of mouth is everything. You know, we're going to end up selling out of it this weekend. I want to thank everybody for their support. That'll really help us stay on air and launch some really new important initiatives that are going to reach millions of people. So thank you so much for your support at 1776coin.com. We've sold out of 2/3 of the coins. And it is an original silver round coin and that has a substantive markup on it to pay for the operation. You'll be a founding member of the new systems we're going to be launching, and you will get exclusive content. So be sure and leave your email when you purchase the coin, and you won't be sad you did. But regardless, it's seed money to fund our operation. It's an amazing coin. Only 10,000 have been minted. There are only 3,400 left as of this morning. So if you want to have this historic coin, I'd order it now at 1776coin.com. We have it here ready to ship to you now. 1776coin.com. Stay with us. Hour number two.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.